This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, thank you. All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is 4 o'clock, May 13th, and I am calling to order this City Council meeting. I will begin with roll call. Going down the list, Councilman Couch.
Here.
Councilman Owen?
Here.
Councilwoman Cornegay? Councilwoman Cornegay? Councilwoman Kinzer?
Here.
Councilman Allen?
Here.
Councilman DeYoung?
Present.
Okay. And Councilman McGoffin?
Present.
Okay. So unless somebody heard something different, I did not hear Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay come on the line. Okay, so moving along, I'm going to the approval of the agenda, and I believe Councilman DeYoung, you wanted to add to the agenda?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I would like to move the to excuse myself, Councilmember Allen, and Councilmember Cornegay from the April 22nd meeting. From the April 22nd meeting, of which all three of us experienced technical difficulties getting onto that call. Thank you.
All right. Good. We will add that to the agenda. And thank you, Councilman Cornegay. I hear you, and I have you present. Okay.
Thank you.
So we have a motion by Councilman DeYoung to approve the agenda, including a motion to excuse the absence of both Councilman DeYoung, Allen, and Cornegay on April 22nd due to technical difficulties. So any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No, hearing no opposition, motion carries. I am going to look now for a approval of the consent agenda, items 1 through 5. Do I have a motion?
This is Jermaine Cornegay, Councilmember Cornegay. I'd like to move to approve agenda items 1 through 5.
Councilman Allen, a second.
So I have a motion by Councilwoman Cornegay, seconded by Councilman McGoffin. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We do not have any special guests given the situation, so we're going to move right into staff reports. And I apologize because I do not know which staff members are on, so I'll just call your name out, and if you have something to share, great. So I'll start with Chief Klinger.
Good afternoon. Nothing new to report from last Wednesday, except an absence of birthday parties this week. We haven't got to do a parade.
Oh. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Chief Tucker.
Really nothing much to add from our end other than our ongoing protester at Riverfront Park. That's kind of dying down a little bit for those that have read the social media postings and all that. That's pretty much all there is to it, what's been showing up on social media. Had a lengthy talk with Ms. Taxtall today, our protester, and she's been on the news and she's been doing the podcast rounds with various commentators and such, but she was asking kind of what authority we were doing or taking our actions under, and I gave her the rundown of the information we'd been given, and she said she appreciated that and gave us another roll of caution tape to replace that which she's regularly cutting down. So other than that, not much more to add to it. We've pretty much got our position posted on social media and told the appropriate parties. And I've been keeping the mayor and Doug and Nikki apprised of where we're at and what we're doing, just to make sure we're covering all the bases. And that's kind of it for me.
All right, thank you. John Coleman.
Thank you. So the building and planning department has been helping contractors get back to work. We're making sure that they're following the governor's phase one requirements for construction, and only projects that meet the phase one construction requirements are allowed to continue. And those are basically any permits that were issued previous to March 23rd of 2020 may resume work if they have the proper PPEs and notices in place explaining how they have a safe work site, or any projects that can show that they had like a single family house under contract for sale before March 23rd. So we've had a couple of those as well. So we'll have some new ground being broke probably in the next week or two on a couple of projects that were able to show that they had contracts in place prior to that March 23rd date. And otherwise, we're just staying safe and doing what we can to keep the community at work.
Okay. John, I have a question for you, because I had a couple of emails from planning commissioners today. They're wondering, is there a meeting that's going to be held on Tuesday?
I think we're going to do a brief get together and not really get any in depth or hold any hearings and just kind of check in with the planning commission. I was going to get to them later this week. I just heard from Doug last night that we should probably have our meeting as scheduled in May.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Thank you. It sounds like you're going to get back with them, so I won't make that effort. I'll let you do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Freiberger, Mark Freiberger.
Thank you, Mayor. Our SR20 lane widening project is out to bid. It closes next week on Tuesday, and we hope to have that to council for possible award on the 27th of May. Get that project started in June, assuming we get the phase two authorization that will include new construction projects. David is also working on the Jameson overlay project. We expect to have that out to add in the next couple of weeks and award that one in probably the second meeting in June and build that in July and August. I am going to be putting together a bid package for the wastewater treatment plant electrical upgrade that we had to defer with COVID-19 issues and some specification things. We've got those ready to resolve. I should have that advertised also in the next couple of weeks. We are negotiating with TSI for an American Disabilities Act inventory and transition plan, something I've been mentioning for a number of months in council, and we should have a contract coming to you first meeting in June for that work. That's quite an extensive process, and I'm running out of time with it. We have a deadline of April 21st of 2021 for having that plan in place. The consequences for not having that done are we wouldn't be eligible for federal project funding through grant sources. The one thing that has grown on that over what I'd originally intended to do, it does include a requirement to inventory all of our systems, our buildings, our parks, as well as the right-of-way work, which was our primary focus originally. So it's going to involve some multi-departmental efforts, which I've sent some requests for information out to the departments today on that. And I would anticipate sometime in June we'd have an architectural technician viewing our parks and our buildings and preparing that part. David Lee and Wally have been working on the inventory for our curb ramps and sidewalks for a couple of years now, and that data will be incorporated in the plan that will result from all of this. So We have time to get it done now, but we need to get moving on it. Beyond that, you just approved on the consent calendar the county agreement, finally, for the West Lane Widening Project. We'll get that signed and off to them for their action. They promised to have that signed and executed before we actually start the work. You also approved the BNSF undercrossing agreement with WashDOT Rails. We'll get that back to them. We're in the process of negotiating the parallel agreement with BNSF. Their main person on that has been out of town for a couple of weeks, but we expect to get that one done by the next council meeting and have that in place as well. We're very anxious to make sure all of those are signed and in place. There's still somewhat of a chance with the budget situation in Olympia that they could come back and look to take some of those funds away. So we're hoping to get the agreements signed first and foremost so that at least we have a place at the table on those funds. You will also at the next or at the council meeting on June 24th, we'll have a public hearing for the 2021 to 26 transportation improvement program list. We normally have had the public hearing at a planning commission meeting due to the COVID-19 things. We've been kind of back and forth as to whether there would be a May one. So we've made provisions this year to just have the public hearing at the first of the two normal readings of the resolution for the TIP, and the first reading and the public hearing will be on June 24th and then action on July the 8th. I have to have that in and approved by the end of July. So this gives us a little bit of leeway, but not much. Beyond that, Nathan's crews have been out preparing streets for the chip seal project. I think pretty well got that done now. And we also have our crack seal contractor contract in place, and they're chomping at the bit to get going on that. And that's new construction, so it will have to wait until the governor approves phase two, which will allow new construction work. But we hope that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. That's pretty much a report for Public Works at this point.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All good news. Okay, Jill Scott.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, Council. Finance Department, nothing really new to report here. We've just been continuing to operate on a staggered schedule. I am very impressed with the finance staff and their ability to operate under very unusual and challenging circumstances. They're a great group to work with. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, Jill. And Bill Chambers.
Not a lot in IT other than just catching up on several web postings. I did as much as I could remotely, but some things are just better suited for doing in the office. So I took care of most of those yesterday. The phase one of the council AV upgrade is underway. We're just waiting on a couple of parts that I believe are up to 2 weeks out, but once they get here, it'll only be a two-day estimated two-day job to get that done. So that's pretty exciting. That's about it.
Thank you, Bill. Our attorney, Nikki Thompson.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't actually have anything to add this afternoon.
All right. And then our city supervisor, Doug Merriman.
Hey, thank you, Mayor. I just have a couple of quick things. One of the things I'm working on is putting together a budget amendment. I'll be working with Jill on this one for the piece that is any changes we need so far year to date. And then the second part of that will be working through some of the budget adjustments we'll have to do because of COVID. These are ones we talked a little bit about last week, but in putting together the list of different things and the ordinance that we would require to do that. The other piece I'm working on is a funding package. There are two pieces right now. There's one called the CARES package, and this is going to be managed by the Department of Commerce at the state level. They've earmarked about $350,000 that would be available for the city of Cedral Woolley to reimburse us for extra costs that come about because of the COVID pandemic. We should be getting some information from Commerce next week that'll just tell us how we go about applying and all the logistics of that. So I'd be looking forward to that. The other piece is the mayor just forwarded to me today a memo about HEROES funding. So I'll be looking at that as well and seeing what avenues we can use to take advantage of some of that funding that's coming down for cities. And other than that, business as usual, I'll be working on a phase-in plan to go to the mayor for review for staff. Eventually, we do start working all together again. Just kind of what are the ground rules as far as social distancing and sanitation and those types of things. So hopefully that date will get here soon and will be a good thing to actually put those into place. And that's all I have for now.
Mayor, I have a question for Dr. Merriman, if that's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
Great, thanks. Hey, Doug, I'm looking at the Washington State Department of Commerce news release today, and I just wanted to make sure I heard $350,000 for Cedar Woolley specifically.
Correct.
Okay, and what? Because I've been helping folks with the PPP stuff as well, and as always with these, there's some strings. And so, what can we spend the money on? What can't we spend the money on that would be coming from Commerce?
Yeah, they are actually sending, along with the application materials, a list of questions. They call it the 5-question test. I was on a teleconference just about a half hour before this council meeting, and they were talking about that. So I'm not able to answer your question directly, but I'm awaiting most anxiously their list so we can see what things we can apply that for and what that 5-rule test is.
All right, you're on it as usual. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually found that webinar helpful. I thought it was pretty good. So it was a good one to attend this afternoon. And that is it for the staff. Looking on to council members for any kind of city report. Council member Couch, anything to report?
Madam Mayor, nothing to report at this time.
All right, thank you. Councilman Chuck Owen.
I don't have anything. I just wanted to thank the chief yesterday. He walked out of the little market uptown and I honked a horn just to be friendly and wave at him. And then he told my wife that, you know, he's going to give us a couple of citations for NOAA's level. Well, I knew he was joking. My wife took him serious. So it took me quite a while to convince her that we weren't going to get a citation. So thank you, Mr. Tucker. I really appreciate that. Other than that, I have nothing. I'm sure everybody's getting goofy emails like me. It's off of the wall and anywhere out in the county and everywhere else. So I don't mess with them. I just send them on to the proper authority, which is the mayor, and let her do what she wishes with them. But anyway, if it's not in my ward, I don't take it too serious, you know. I send it on to the proper authorities. So that's all I have to say, Mayor.
All right, thank you. Councilwoman Cornegay.
I don't have anything to report, but thank you.
All right, thank you.
Oh, wait,
Councilwoman
I'm
Kinzer.
I'm sorry. Can I just have a quick question though, if that's okay. I was wondering about the, the National Guard at the food bank. Are they, do you know if they're still here? I haven't had a chance to check.
Oh, Councilman DeYoung, do you know?
Sorry, I was delayed on the mute button. Yes, they are still here. Yes, they will be here through June as Lieutenant Colonel and State Senator Steve Hobbs is committed for us with Operation Olympic, as it's called. And they are helping with the food bank, not just in Cedar Woolley, but as maybe aware, Helping Hands is helping seven other food banks in the county at this time from Marble Mount all the way down to Anacortes. So we're very grateful to have that National Guard support. And to just kind of fill that out a little bit too, is these are local guardsmen and Air Guards folks. And they gave priority to folks that became out of work because of the economic shock of the shutdown. So these are local folks that would have been out of work that are now working. Yes. Well, yes, plus I'm giving them, rounding it out there for you. Any other questions about that?
Thank you.
No, thank you. Let's see, Councilwoman Kinzer.
No, I have no report today. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Allen?
I'm so tired of being so serious about the COVID. I was just wondering if Chuck wanted me to take him a couple razor blades over to his house.
Well, that'd be okay with me.
Hey, so nothing to report. All right, thank you. Councilman McGoffin.
Nothing to report at this time, Mayor. Thank you.
All right. I'm wondering, though, Brendan, were you wanting to bring up the information or at least the discussion that you and I had regarding all the information we're receiving from different individuals who are copying and pasting and sending to local officials? Did you want to make a comment regarding that or talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, it kind of mirrors what Councilman Owen was saying, that a lot of emails received from people outside the county or outside the city, they look like they're copy-paste. I would say be a little bit careful. A lot of them have links that are redirect links, and that's oftentimes a good way to hide malicious links. So just keep a heads up on that.
All right, good. Thank you. Appreciate the information. Yeah, because I'm sure all of you have received those. There's quite a few of them out there. Okay, and Councilman DeYoung.
Thank you, Mayor. So I have not opened those links, just for the exact reason that Councilman McGoffin has stated. Been spending some time helping folks out with their Paycheck Protection Program with the Small Business Administration and also with some unemployment patients and frustration points with folks in the neighborhood. So a lot of folks are wondering how to navigate those systems, and some really good news yesterday. One of the PPP applicants in the neighborhood was successful in getting money in the bank, and now they are going through the process of asking for that loan to be converted to a grant or loan forgiveness, and there's about 90 days that folks have to do with that. Additionally, working with the federal folks about getting some finances to municipalities in the next COVID package, so we can help offset some of the losses that we're finding in the municipalities, so we can help fund our essential personnel with the law enforcement, the fire department, public works, water treatment, repair of streets, etc. That it's important that we are in this next package for funding. And also really, really enjoyed what I saw in the paper today with our place, the Cedar Woolley, being amplified with the Explore Cedar Woolley magazine. Really appreciated the narrative that you put in there, Mayor, and also just the great, great exemplification of all the family-friendly things we can do in Cedar Woolley, our businesses, and and all the trails that we can use with horses and bicycling and walking. So a great thing for folks to do, as I've been seeing in the neighborhood, of walking, keeping their physical distancing, and some people wearing masks, et cetera. Nice to see people enjoying the outdoors. So thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we are on top of it. We got things going on for next for the next funding, for the next legislature that's happening. And so be interesting to see how this COVID all plays out and how that's going to impact the funding that's going to be happening. So, all right, thank you. At this time, we usually do public comment. And I am still, you know, just very sorry that we're not able to do that at this time. However, I do want to encourage the public, if they have something that they want to make comment about, or if they have questions about, to please email or mail or call, and we will read those into our into the record. Your comments and your questions are important to us, so please feel free to do that. All right, thank you. So let's move on to unfinished business. We have Ordinance 1956-20. It's the imposition of the affordable housing sales tax, first read. Mr. Merriman.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor just read, this is for Ordinance 1956-20. And this is a follow-up to our discussion last week about our passing an ordinance to implement the affordable housing sales tax. I've drafted an ordinance that I've attached to your agenda packets that walks through the history.
I hate to butt in. Is there a way to share that on the screen? Is there a way to share that on the screen right now? If not, continue.
Yeah, I'm not able to do that at this, unless Bill can get it up there.
I just made you the presenter, Doug.
Bill, I don't have that item on my
drive. Okay.
Thanks, though.
I'll see if I can pull it up then.
Okay. While Bill's doing that, I can just let you know, this just follows the process we talked about. We would look at getting about $14,000 from the state. It's not a new tax. The state would actually be giving us a portion of their sales tax. So we have the option then to go ahead and collect this, and we can use it for the intended purposes there. Or, as we even talked about last week, we can go in and actually do an interlocal agreement with a county or another city and pool our resources for that. So that's essentially what the ordinance is about. We have to pass it by, I believe, July 27th. So this is on first read for today, and I'll bring it back at the next city council meeting for consideration.
All right. Thank you, Doug. We okay. We had some technical difficulties there. We didn't hear everything you had to say, but in short, what we are doing, Chuck, you may need to mute your mic. We may have to have further discussion on it if you like. This is the one that Councilman Allen wanted us to just go ahead and turn it over to, which is one of our choices, to actually let the county have our funds. I'm going to be talking with all of you about that individually. And maybe when we come back together next time, we can have a more vibrant discussion regarding that. So thank you. Are there any questions regarding that before we move on? On 1406.
Yes. Mayor? Mayor? Mayor?
Councilman DeYoung?
Hi. Yes. I really appreciated at our work study session what Councilmember Allen and McGoffin brought up in regards to 1406. And having a little more thought about specifically Councilmember McGoffin's comments that We should have representation if we do go with plan two, that we might consider having that assigned to our planning our council planning committee chair, just in general. So I just wanted to proffer that for consideration. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
All right.
Madam Mayor.
So I have, yes.
Oh, Councilman Allen. Okay. Hey, I just wanted to. Councilman Allen here. Okay. You know, I didn't want to just get, you know, I wasn't recommending giving it to the county. I think we need to have an interlocal. But, you know, in the widening of the 20, SR 20 lane widening, there was a quote, to maximize the ability to provide services and facilitate which will be best to fulfill the common good. You know, that's where they articulated it a lot better than I did, but it's not ceding the money totally. I think we need representation on a interlocal, but I think you know, it was $14,000 a year, and we're probably going to look at about a 30 or 40% decrease in revenue this year. $10,000 or $9,000 is not going to go a long ways to build facilities a year. So anyway, that's my thought on it. I think we need to enter in an interlocal and also share in that.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Comments? Okay, I guess my take on it is that it would be lovely if we were able to keep it here so that as through the years, so we're looking at it as our time here, but I know that there are going to be others who are going to come behind us with other visions. And it would be nice if the funding was here and that they could take that funding and use it either with other agencies or other partners to use that to develop some sort of housing for people. So I guess my take on it was not to let it go, let it see it go and be used in somebody else's city, but rather to keep it here and then use the possibility of whether it happens within our time on the council or somebody else's time on the council, that money is there for them to develop housing for those who would need it, affordable housing. So that was kind of my take on it too. So good thoughts. I appreciate the conversation. I do. And good suggestions. Anybody else have a comment before I move on? Okay, if not, then we will move on to new business. And this has to do with it's a one read request for a preliminary plat and final plat approval. And Mr. John Coleman, do you want to take us through this? Is Mr. Coleman still with us?
Absolutely, December, and page 51 of your, can you not hear me? Hello?
No, you just popped in. Your volume just popped in, so you may want to back.
Is anybody?
Okay, good.
Okay.
John?
So this was a topic that came up back in December. Did you lose me again?
No, you're here.
So this was a topic that came up in December. The planning committee of the council heard a request from a local developer who was interested in asking the council as a whole whether or not they would be willing to do just one read instead of two reads for preliminary plat approvals and final plat approvals. And on page 51 of the agenda of the packet today is the description of the request and the letter from the developer explaining specifically why they're making this request. The long and short of it is any when they do two reads, it adds in an extra 2 or 3 weeks to any approval for a preliminary plat. And, you know, then when they come back for a final plat, then there's another two reads. So their take is that it's adding upwards of a month to the approval process, which for a developer is quite a long time. The planning committee of the council reviewed this in December and made a brief report to the rest of the council. This was December 11th of 2019, and was in favor of having one read. So we also mentioned this at the last, discussed this briefly just at the last work session. So this is actually the third time that the council has had it, first time being asked for any sort of motion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions or comments?
Mayor.
Councilman DeYoung. Yes.
Hi. So I'm reading in our packet that the business committee of the council took a look at this. Brenda Kinzer's is noted in there. And then John, you had mentioned, Mr. Coleman, you mentioned that the planning committee had taken this, and I'm looking for notes on that from the planning committee from the council. I don't see that in the packet. I see the business development committee. So what did the planning committee have to say, please?
So I can explain exactly. So I'm not part of the business development committee, but when it got recorded in the notes, the note recorder or the minutes recorder mentioned it as business development committee. So it's in the minutes, the December 11th minutes under business development committee, but that is an error. It was actually the planning committee. So
we need to make that correction. Okay. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, thank you for asking the question, because I kind of struggled with whether or not to make a point of that.
No, you mentioned it as two committees, and I saw one report, so thank you for that.
Anyone else? So the discussion that I remember regarding this had to do with looking at the possibility of the request here is to require only one read. And I think that's strong language, to require one read. I think one thing that was brought up, and I can't remember who brought it up, that what if they wanted more time, like they wanted a second read? That is the council's prerogative. You do have the right to do that if you want to do that. So I think I would be cautious of wording as you're looking at this to approve or to have it brought back with different wording or to not approve. It's at your discretion, council.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
I would concur with you on that, because it's not the language that I have a recollection of during the business development committee meeting, nor the city council meeting that night. I would like, if we do want to push forward with this, to give the council the option to pass the preliminary plat approval and final plat approvals on a first read, but not take out the required language.
All right.
Second.
Any other comments or questions, or do I have? So, all right. Okay. So I have a motion by Councilman Couch and seconded by Councilman DeYoung to make the action a motion that would give the council the option to do only one reading of a preliminary plat approval ordinance and a plat final approval solution. Is there any more discussion on this? Okay, hearing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And those opposed? Okay. It sounded like that was two different votes to me, both the way that it was coming in. So I'm going to ask individually if you can just give me a yes or a no. Yes, you're for this motion or not. Councilman Couch.
Yes.
Councilman Owen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cornegay.
Yes.
Councilwoman Kinzer.
Yes.
Councilman DeYoung.
Aye.
Councilman Allen.
Yes.
Okay. And Councilman McGoffin.
Aye.
Okay. So, all right, so we have, it's unanimous. So it will be, be read into the record and approved as a motion to give the council option for a one reading of the preliminary plat approval ordinance and final plat approval resolutions. Okay. And that is it, unless we have anything for the good of the order. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.